She called, Christy called me and said, you need to get down here and look at this. Some other folks stepped in and said, all right, Doc, you need to get down that way. We're working on the border anyway. So getting down here, having been here for the past couple years in uniform, now I'm down here as a civilian and I'm just helping out. And what I'm seeing is that the border is three times as many people coming. The numbers are out there. They're talking about apprehensions. They're not apprehending. They're turning around and releasing them out into the streets. This particular spot in Eagle Pass goes directly into town. There's a point of entry going overhead. And what we're seeing on the Mike side, on the Mexican side, is the federales are increasing their presence. And what they're doing is, and you can see the porta potties coming up. And so thank goodness that Christy did what she did, because within 24 hours, 48 hours, a double stack container wall was created, is being created as we speak. And 40-foot connexes are being double stacked with concertina wire so that something could be done, because this is embarrassing to the current government. And so, look, we've got to get out here. That's what we're doing, is telling truths so people will move and act on these things.
What an amazing soldier of truth Owen Schroyer is, and the whole team at InfoWars, by the way. But Owen just powers on and powers on. He's such an inspiration to every single person that is out here telling the truth. Let me tell you, today we have a breaking emergency broadcast information from Eagle Pass in Texas. We have footage that's gone viral, absolutely viral, millions of views at this point, of the progression of the invasion at the border, military-aged males being transported to a facility. And we've got today Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers, a former Green Beret special flight surgeon, who gave an informed consent briefing to 3,000 soldiers at the time of the injections, and was told, after that, only a few of those soldiers went ahead with the injections. He was subsequently relieved of his duties. Surprise, surprise. We've also got Christy Hutchison, a journalist from Women Fighting for America, who's been there, who's coming with this footage. I want to play the initial footage, if the team can play the video that they're playing now from the start with sound, and then we'll get Christy and Doc Chambers on straight after that video with us.
I am live in Eagle Pass, Texas, and what your audience is looking at right now is a military camp where they are housing and bringing young adult males of fighting age straight off the river on white buses into this facility. Those camps are used to bring in only young adult males. All of the males that you're seeing coming over the border, this is where they're housing them. This has been a planned, coordinated effort to take down the United States of America, I believe, like a Trojan horse from inside.
So what can the people in Eagle Pass, Texas do, in the county that you're in, to stop what is happening? I mean, obviously you're there exposing it. What should they be doing?
Our congressmen, our governors, they need to act, and they need to act now. I'm telling America right now, stop living under a rock. This is an active, well-coordinated invasion into the nation. We have Iran's Revolutionary Guard and cut forces flying into Venezuela. The Venezuelan government is then giving them passports and proper documentation. They're being absorbed in these caravans. It's mostly Venezuelans coming in, all males. If you think that that fertilizer is not going to be utilized, those ammonium nitrate that can be used as massive bombs. Timothy McVeigh, when he blew up the Oklahoma City bombing, I think it was only 2 tons that he used. 26 tons went missing. Is it going to take multiple little mini 9/11 events for America for you to wake up?
So we all know, I mean, Pete Santilli was speaking about this, if you didn't catch it, 30 tons of explosive chemicals have disappeared somewhere between Cheyenne and California. A rail car carrying 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate, a chemical used in explosives at Wyoming coal mines, left Cheyenne for California on the 12th of April. That's gone missing now. And so we think that this is potentially connected. It ties in with what Pete Santilli and Alex have been warning about this planned invasion, planned false flag attacks. Dr. Pete Chambers and Christy Hutchison join us now. Thank you so much for coming on today, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Good day.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful to see you both. It's great to see you both. So I guess from the beginning, this is really breaking stuff. What's happening? You've been out there, Christy. You went out to this camp, this military camp, and saw that there were fighting aged males being brought in by buses. Take us through the situation from the start.
Absolutely. Well, I was on the ground on Saturday evening and Sunday. We went to a very specific spot underneath the bridge at the port of entry. And at that time, there was no containers. There was no barbed wire in this particular area. We were met by numerous different law enforcement agencies, really agitated and upset that I was there and I was filming and exposing what was going on. They had six buses, white buses, staged, and they had, I would say, well, so how many individuals are on one of those buses? So time 60, that's by
70. I mean,
so you're talking about 500-600 individuals, single adult, young adult males. We filmed this live while this was going on. They were ushering them privately, processing them, by the way, illegally processing them on the banks of the river, putting them on these buses. And then we wanted to figure out where they were being taken. We also have some intel on the ground that we work with some local law enforcement officers, and they pulled me aside and they said, Christy, not even the sheriffs, nobody knows that this particular military style camp is there. They're housing the young adult males. This is where they're intaking them and outtaking them. So we got that location and off we went the very next day. We started exposing that. And in one of the videos, again, we're met with individuals riding up to us, telling us we cannot be there, threatening us. And of course, we stand our ground because we know what our constitutional rights are. So we were able to catch
this. Who's telling you, Christy, who's telling you that you can't be there?
Oh, I had DPS. I was on the private golf course because I went around to try to get it from a different angle. I was told and threatened that if I took one more step, they were going to physically, violently remove me off of public property. Me, an illegal American citizen, all the while they're letting illegals of young adult fighting aid come to this nation.
Well, this is absolutely astounding to me. So you've then, Colonel Pete Chambers, Dr. Pete Chambers, you've been involved now. You found out about this situation. I know you've been at the border for some time. Talk to us about your observations on the ground, and then we can talk about what's happened since this footage has gone viral.
Perfect, Maria. So Christy called me and said, you need to get down here and look at this. Some other folks stepped in and said, all right, Doc, you need to get down that way. We're working on the border anyway. So getting down here, having been here for the past couple of years in uniform, now I'm down here as a civilian and I'm just helping out. And what I'm seeing is that the border is three times as many people coming. The numbers are out there. They're talking about apprehensions. They're not apprehending. They're turning around and releasing them out into the streets. This particular spot in Eagle Pass goes directly into town. There's a point of entry going overhead. And what we're seeing on the Mike side, on the Mexican side, is the federales are increasing their presence. And what they're doing is, and you can see the porta potties coming up. And so thank goodness that Christy did what she did, because within 24 hours, 48 hours, a double stack container wall is being created as we speak. And 40-foot connexes are being double stacked with concertina wire so that something could be done, because this is embarrassing to the current government. And so, look, we've got to get out here. That's what we're doing, is telling truths so people will move and act on these things.
All right. Well, I've sent through some footage to the team this morning. We've had some technical difficulties with that footage coming through. As soon as they've got it, I'm sure they'll bring it up. We've got photos of some of the barbed wire that's being put up. We've also got a footage of you, both of you. Here it is, both of you in the car driving through this camp. Christy, can you describe what you saw inside this camp?
So I'm not going to expose who the individual is right now, but a great patriot friend in law enforcement was able to today get us inside this camp because, like I said, they would not allow us in. I want you to see the sophistication and the equipment that is in this camp and how big. Right there is one of the intake. The intake is bus size. So two bus loads side by side, two buses side by side, can go into that intake tent. Then on the backside, which you're going to see in just a minute, is the outtake. But in between there, there's about 5 to 6 massive tents in between. This is a massive operation. This is by the federal government. This is not local or state ran. This is a federal operation, and this is a military-style camp. And by the way, no law enforcement. We've been on the phone with the sheriffs in numerous counties surrounding this, and every single one of them were shocked. They had no idea that this was even built and that this was an operation.
Yeah, Maria, something I'd like to add, too, is we also learned that a company called Deployed Resources is running the contract. They got put in the queue ahead of other contractors on this. And these people are connected to Kamala Harris, the border czar. So it makes one wonder when you see Border Patrol. So this is a federal controlled installation. It's empty right now, as far as we could tell, but we were allowed access through our contact and doing the homework and then finding out who's contracting it. And it went up over 72 hours. And this is in his county. He has no idea that he's about to get this influx of extra illegals coming in. And if it is true that these people are going directly in there from the border, fighting age males, that's a concern.
Oh, it's beyond a concern. I mean, this is, again, this is something that Alex has been warning about. He's had intel from the top levels saying that there is a planned, a series of false flag attacks. You know, Pete Santilli said, stay away from shopping centers, stay away from public places. There's clearly something more than just what we're seeing on the surface. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of this from Lieutenant Colonel Chambers and Christy Hutchison.
Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com. We are here with an emergency broadcast with Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers and Christy Hutchison, who's a journalist exposing this invasion, military age males being brought to government-run camps, and it's exclusively males that are being brought in on these white buses. We know that InfoWars has done such a great job. Owen's done a great job exposing what's happening there at the border, but this is next level. I have more questions, guys. So first of all, you mentioned people from Venezuela. What is the likely demographic of these males that are being transported?
Yeah, so the intel that we're getting after talking to numerous different agencies who are helping to facilitate the processing of them, they are all saying consistently most everyone that they're seeing are from Venezuela at this point. One of my concerns, Maria, we've been doing some intel on this for a very long time. We went all the way back to the summer of last year, looking at some aircraft that took off a mysterious plane. And we started looking at cargo and container and air traffic. We know that Iran's Revolutionary Guard has taken off from Iran. They go into Venezuela, Caracas. They also have landed in Mexico and in Buenos Aires. On there, not only was there one of the head leaders for Iran's Revolutionary Guard flying this U.S. sanctioned aircraft, but they also had highly sophisticated cyber intelligence equipment. 14 Venezuelans were cyber intelligence operatives. We know this because Uruguay turned this plane around because they ran the actual numbers on the plane and were able to tell that it was a U.S. sanctioned aircraft. But what our also intel has learned twofold. One, that the Iran is sending their guardsmen and CUD forces to Venezuela. Then the Venezuelan government currently, Maria, is giving them passports and documentation, legal documentation stating that they're Venezuelan citizens. And then they're utilizing that documentation, we believe, to embed themselves in these caravans and come over the border and asking for asylum. The other part of that is we know for a fact we've identified three training camps that the cartels are utilizing, and they're actively training with the Iran's Revolutionary Guard right here along the Texas and Arizona borders.
So on the camps, Lieutenant Colonel Chambers, maybe you can speak to this. With your history, did you notice any particular training areas within the facility that are likely used to train military men?
Yeah, great question. I think that this is more like a reception facility because when we go, let's say I go to basic training, I go to a reception site first. This looks more like that because of the way that it's up against a large avenue of approach. If I was to do a training area, I would do it somewhere away. But I think in the darkness of night, you have the fences all blocked out. You have bus bays that are blocked from view because this is a problem you've been seeing with some of the other InfoWar people trying to get video of them loading. You're not getting those anymore when you put them inside these camps with double wall closures. Now, there's another important point, history. History shows that the Quds Force were the same people that we fought in Iraq and Afghanistan that trained those fighters, Mahdi Army, et cetera, to how to use organophosphates, this type of material that's been stolen. We're not, I have no connection between that just yet, but we've got to consider the most dangerous course of action. These type of bombs, homemade explosives, can be formulated, and that is a typical technique used by Quds Force. And the arrangement between Venezuela and Iran is not, no, it's not new. This has been decades in the making. They've been training down there for decades. So we have to look at all these factors. And then that's where we do analysis and we figure it out. And so we're measuring three times right now just to cut once, but it'll happen. We'll figure it out.
Do we have any indication as to whether they'll be arming these people within these camps?
No indication from my standpoint, nothing within this camp that was visualized. But doesn't mean we're not going to stop trying, because if enough people hear this, this is the importance of your show, of all these shows, is that enough people start paying attention, we'll get the eyes out there and somebody will come forward. The whistleblower right now is the Paul Revere, and that's what we need.
Mm-hmm. Maria, I want to ask, go on, Christy.
So Maria, if you go back over to where 2 years almost into the Biden administration, me and my team had followed some of this activity all the way up into outside of Alma, Michigan. We know for a fact that they've taken either at-risk boys youth camps, they've also taken senior living facilities, and through NGOs for some of this, and then other through the military, have turned in some of these private properties where they were purchased, and now they're fortified camps. So we are going to get to the bottom of this. And 2 weeks before Christmas this past year in Yuma sector in St. Louis County, I was riding along with my dear friend, Police Chief Jessup at the time. And we also uncovered one of the biggest, most sophisticated tunnels ever found on U.S. soil. So much so that when we rolled in and found this tunnel, the Biden administration had scientists there, a three-letter agency, and a special division in Homeland Security. This particular tunnel, why is it of interest? It had fortified walls and ceilings 25 feet underneath the ground, rail system, ventilation, fiber optics, air conditioning, and electricity. It was 4.5 football fields long, started in a warehouse, came up in a home across the way. What were the scientists doing down in there? What are they looking for? Are they looking for particles? Are they looking for bioweapons? You know, we have a very serious national security threat imminent at our doors if not only the people don't act, but our legislator do not act.
Well, you're speaking to a wider problem, Christy. See, it's not just, I mean, what we're seeing on the surface with the border is the result of the deep state destroying this country for some time, and we're actively working against the people of America, the people of the whole world. You reference biolabs. We only know what's been discovered in Ukraine. The Doherty Institute in Australia, their connection to the biolabs in Ukraine, collecting blood serum samples and God knows what else to create gene-specific bioweapons or carry out specific attacks on certain races. I mean, this is something that we now have evidence of that was exposed by the Russian Ministry of Defense. Who knows what else is happening underground? So, I mean, this is everything that you're saying is not a stretch. And again, what we're seeing now, everything that you and Lieutenant Colonel Chambers are talking about today is really just a symptom of the greater problem. But I don't trust these governments. I don't trust these people that are installed by the New World Order to destroy our countries, to destroy the West. And I fear there's something much more sinister here, particularly, again, in light of the intel that both Alex and Pete Santilli have been bringing forward. I want to ask you, these males that are coming in, they're not coming in with the masses, you're saying. Are they actually being specially brought in?
Well, what's going on is there's massive groups of them together and they're separated and they're put on these buses. And, you know, we can only right now at this point, you know, give our best guesstimated professional opinions on what we believe is happening inside these processing centers. And to what I'm thinking from a military perspective is just like you do, you process, you bring, you have an intake. Well, then you identify and then you separate. And then you put and you identify who and where you want that individual to go, what type of possible skill sets they have. I know for a fact, me and my team, and if you followed us on WFFA.win, you'll see a lot of our video. We have Russians, we have Chinese military, we have guerrilla type guys who we've actually taken photographs of where they've separated them out and put them in a separate area. And then put them on buses to go to probably processing facilities like this. And by the way, this isn't the only one that we were told exists. We're going to find out where every single one of these camps are, and we're going to bring it to light.
Well, and so you should. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Lieutenant Colonel Chambers and Christy Hutchison right after this short break.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Truly, truly shocking intel from the border. We're here with Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers, also known as Dr. Pete Chambers, and Christy Hutchison from Women Fighting for America. Dr. Pete, I want to ask you, is this on public land or historically military-owned land? As it really does, these camps that they're bringing these military-aged men to, they seem to be new facilities.
Right. In this particular facility, and there's two places that we visited today. We visited the waterfront at Eagle Pass, which the waterfront typically under the POE is owned by the Immigration Custom to a certain degree and so many hundreds of meters in. But down about 8 miles, maybe 10 miles to the north in the border with Kinney County and Maverick County. Yeah. That's where that camp is roughly located. So that is... that is private land and it's probably leased to them. Now, I don't know. I didn't do the homework yet because we're just on this thing, but we'll figure it out. But we did, like I say, figure out who was on that contract that was moved up in the queue, probably with their friend, the Border Czar.
Yeah, well, I just had a quick look at deployedresources.com. It says that they stand ready to support emergency services, rapid deployment of temporary facilities, and providing logistics management for government and commercial contracts. And you're saying, Dr. Pete, that this is directly connected to Kamala Harris. Do we have confirmation of that?
No, I don't have confirmation of it. I just know that in speaking to people in the contracting business, they know this company is doing that. And the other thing is this company, and typically I've been in hurricane situations down in Harvey, Katrina, Rita, on the Gulf Coast, that this company is typically suited for more of a natural disaster type response. Now, that's where we've seen them. But I can only speculate as to what that connection. I am searching it on whitehouse.gov because there are contracts that are listed there. This all just happened. So we'll get to it and we'll find who is over that. But if she is over the border and she's involved somehow, we'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have no doubt. And I'll just say, this is for the viewers and the listeners right now, this is literally something that's developed in less than 24 hours. Just, you know, we're catching up and really just finding out new things as we go. Christy, do go on. You wanted to say something.
Well, yeah, this company was awarded over $7 billion to facilitate and house these temporary type situations. So that's quite a lot of money. We're going to get to the bottom of it.
That's a colossal amount of money. Okay, so just to be clear, there are no women or children that you've seen within these facilities?
No, and I've spent 3 days out there filming and watching the comings and goings. And so far, it has all been the single young adult males. And I also got confirmation from a local law enforcement who put me onto this. I can't say his name for fear that there will be repercussions from him. But they're the ones who gave me the intel and said, this is where they're taking the adult males.
Right. I want to ask, actually, before I talk about the replacement migration that Michael Yon's been talking about, and I know that you have a lot to say about that, Dr. Pete, do we have signage around there? Is there military signage, National Guard, any military vehicles? Who's actually responsible for this?
Right. This is being this is still under now two separate entities. We have the river where the connexes are lined up, the 40-foot containers. That is being run by DPS as the lead, the Department of Public Safety. That's our Texas state officials, and they are running the lead on that. They're utilizing the Texas National Guard. We did run into them on the border. They are stationed about every 300-400 meters separated behind that wall that was created over the last 48 hours. Then the separate entities, Border Patrol, those are typically out there, and then ICE up on the bridge, you know, immigration custom officials. So you have those different federal versus that. But yes, Border Patrol, DPS troopers and National Guard are working that operation there. And I do have to commend Governor Abbott for doing that pretty quickly, regardless if it was secondary to Christie's report on the border, that's fine, or it was just a coincidence. Not too many coincidences nowadays.
Well, I was about to say that, as soon as something explodes on social media, all of a sudden something's done about it. But this is why independent media is so crucial. And your work, Christy, and again, the work of Women Fighting for America, very, very important to continue getting this information out there, because in a lot of respects, we thwart a lot of the plans by doing that. People look at reports that come out before the fact, before something's happened, and then they say, well, it didn't happen. Yeah, it didn't happen because the efforts were thwarted before they happened. So this is why this particular subject is so, so crucial, because we think that there may be something very, very sinister happening, especially with the cartel involvement, the two cartels meeting recently, as Alex was talking about, and Pete Santilli. I want to talk to you, Dr. Pete, about the great replacement, everything that Michael Yon's been exposing on the border. I know that you've been there for some time as well. So talk to us about some other observations that you've got on the ground and how you see this as really the great replacement, or replacement migration, I should call it.
Right. So we talk about the Clower Piven doctrine and things like that, but honestly, this goes further back. In the midst of chaos, that's when things can change. If we want to change, we create chaos. And so this was done in the Ukraine with Stalin. This was done in Europe post ISIS attacking into Syria. Mm-hmm. This is being done on our border. When we push these through, these numbers through, and these poor people are being used as pawns. But in the midst of those pawns comes, I call it the needle in the stack of needles, the fentanyl movers, the people moving weapons either north or south, money going south. You also have, obviously, the slave trade traffic, which is going on. And so all this happens in the midst of this chaos as the system is overwhelmed. We can't control that. And that was an intentional Marxist technique, which then goes to the Clower-Piven doctrine, which says overwhelm the system, create a serf class through handouts, mm-hmm. through free cheese, if you will, and say, okay, now we can just survive and we'll be happy. And we will own nothing. And where have we heard this before? So this is, to me, if you hear a hoofbeat, you think about a horse and not a zebra.
And here's the thing. I mean, all of these people from the left, and I really hate referring to the left and the right, because it's really good and evil at this point. But all of these people from the left who are claiming that they care about these migrants and, you know, we should let more migrants in. Just recently I spoke about, you know, how they're doing this in Australia. It's much harder over here to invade like they are in the United States. But we have an influx of, they say, 700,000 new migrants by next year expected in our country. Now, that may not seem like a huge number, but with a population of about 26 million, it's pretty significant. And so, you know, this is happening worldwide. It's a United Nations strategy. You can Google the words replacement migration, United Nations. Everyone watching or listening can Google that right now. You will find it. They call it replacement migration. The agenda is in the name. So it's very, very clear what's going on here. Talk to us about what people are doing. I mean, are a lot of people there getting involved in this? Do more people need to be there?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to kick this off. First of all, the humanitarian crisis is, I've seen it for the past couple of years, the using people to do really nefarious things, but also there's nothing humanitarian about a mom or a dad dropping a child over a wall. There's nothing humanitarian about a lady falling off a wall, breaking her neck and dying in some concertina wire, and somebody finding her body several days later. There's nothing humanitarian about torsos hanging upside down on the Mexican side because they refuse to pay a tax to the cartels. With all these numbers comes the exploitation of these people, these simple people that want a better life. There's nothing wrong with that. But there is something wrong when you overwhelm the system and it can't handle it. It backs up. And that's what this whole thing is doing on the humanitarian side.
Yeah. Maria, you know, I can share video and photographs. Some of them are pretty graphic to be displayed. So you would have to have definitely a disclaimer. But we've been to we call it the Mexican highway. Me and my team have been doing this since 2 weeks into the Biden administration. And, you know, the Mexican highway is where it's a pretty tough terrain. It's typically in the middle of where there's not a lot of law enforcement or border patrol activity.
Hang on, Christy, we've got to go to break. I really want you to continue this on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. This is crucial information. We'll be right back.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, tri-iodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
Just before the break, we were discussing here how the left, or what I like to call just the evil side in general, claims that they care about these migrants. And yes, let's bring more in. We've got plenty of room, but really are just completely unaware what is past the virtue signaling on the surface of claiming to care about people, claiming that this is a humanitarian effort. Just over the break, Christy, who's with us now, sent me some pictures, which I haven't been able to send to the team in time, but it's absolutely shocking. You know, I don't even know if we could air these pictures. They're so grotesque. Christy, go on and please tell us what you've been seeing over the time that you've been covering this. I think we've lost your sound there, or can I just not hear?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You're back on.
Okay, perfect. So from the humanitarian perspective, the things that we've witnessed in the last 2+ years, since Biden decided to open up the borders, I have seen the dead bodies. I was just now showing Maria and sending her some of those photographs. We've been up to what I was talking about is the Mexican highway. So these are particular areas where the coyotes will usher in women and children who are earmarked and already sold to buyers in the United States of America. And those, they trek them up in areas where they don't want to get caught. And then there's these staging grounds. They're very difficult to get up to some of these places. Me and my team, takes us sometimes an hour and a half to 2 hours just to hike up to these locations. And that's where you'll find the remnants of the rape trees. Where, and I'm going to show you really quick what a rape tree looks like. I won't show the other graphic pictures, but this is for your audience. This is just one of what a rape tree looks like. You'll see the shackles buckled to the trees. They take ropes or chains and they tie them through those shackles and they tie the women and children down to the ground and then they violently, repetitively gang rape them. When they're done, I will show you and send you some the other aftermath pictures. They then take their bras and their panties and they throw them up into the tree and it's a trophy. And that signals to the next group that will be bringing in, this is how many women and children we got to rape into submission. And then we've actually captured Coyote's phones. We've downloaded them to the buyers throughout the United States of America. They are then taken down to the side of the road and the highway where they're put on transport and then they're shipped to their different locations all the way as far as Baltimore, New York, Ohio. We've seen almost every single state.
That is, I'm sick. I feel sick to my stomach, Christy. This is just, you know, where are all the people talking about humanitarianism now? Where are all the people actually fighting for basic human rights for these people, you know, who are saying, yes, bring more in. Are you aware that this is happening? Are you aware of the rape trees? I mean, this is absolutely shocking to me that this, you know, this is what should be in the mainstream media. The fact that there are camps where military-aged men are being brought illegally, the fact that women and children are being mistreated like this is what the mainstream media needs to see. I wonder how the left would respond if they saw that.
Well, you know, it doesn't fit into their narrative, does it, Maria? This is political. This is not about the safety and security of not only American citizens. This is not about the safety and security of the illegals trying to come up for a better way of life. This is an agenda-driven mission, period. And, you know, me and my team, there's some of the things that I can't even describe to you what we've seen. Some of the footage we have, little babies decapitated, their bodies thrown on the side of the banks of the river, men being gutted where their organs are literally laying out on the side because they didn't pay the cartel. This is time and time again. A woman who fell to her death and entangled in the barbed wire because her husband and the coyotes were bringing her over the fence. This goes on all up and down the border, let alone the bodies that are strewn through the desert or on Texas ranchers' property. And they can't even bury them anymore because it's overwhelming the system. This is what they don't want the American people to know. And we have got to get this out there. And again, I have no problem sharing the footage with InfoWars because this is truth. Video doesn't lie and photographs do not lie.
Well, I agree with you that everyone needs to know about this. And I'm asking whoever's watching or listening to go back onto band.video or madmaxwell.tv, find this, share it everywhere, make this interview viral. And then I want to talk about where people can find more of your work, Christy. But before we do that, Lieutenant Colonel Chambers, I always ask you every single time you and I interview, because you are a military man and you think like a military man, which is what is needed as we are clearly at war. The globalists have waged war against the people of the world, innocent people of the world. It's not a war that can be seen on the surface, but those who are aware that it's happening know. What do people need to know now that they have this information? What do they need to do?
What they need to do is understand that we, the people, are going to pull through this. I may be wearing a white hat, but there are no white hats. We got to stop with that facade. The other thing is we got to stop trusting legislators when they talk about Title 42 and Title 8 and Title this. Those are shell games. Those shell games are used to keep us placated and discussing these things in Hegelian dialectics. So this is an information war, InfoWars, as the show says, and this is an information war, but it has second and third order effects, which are these humanitarian crises, which are the overwhelming of the system, which they'll eventually lead to a collapse of the system as we know it. And maybe that perhaps is what it's going to take to wake people up. Well, we don't want to get there. We don't want to go to the most dangerous course of action. We want to be somewhere in between what's happening right now and us stopping it with we the people. That's why we have to get together. And this is our warfare right now, the sword of truth. If you believe in the Bible, you know that the Bible is the word, and the word is a double-edged sword. And the only thing that we can do is we can look at that book and we can figure out as a field manual what we need to do. And first of all, we operate out of love. But there is such a time for righteous anger, and it's coming. And anger is his, saith the Lord. But we've got to be the eyes and ears right now, and we need every person to step up and work together in this.
Yeah, it's overwhelmingly. Oh, sorry, Christy, you go, and then I want to offer my thoughts on this.
Yeah, I agree with Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers. You know, when you look at even the sheriffs, there's also a coordinated effort when you think about what they're doing. They're actually coaching the illegals who now are coming over, and they're asking them to literally withdraw their asylum, so and then telling them to go back over into Mexico, go through the port of entry, and enter through that way so they can have this invasion continue. Because if they cross the river, they ask for asylum, they will not qualify. So our own Border Patrol has been told from the top to tell them to withdraw their asylum, go back over the border, and go through the ports of entry. America, we are under an attack. This is an invasion. And I know Pete and I both have some very specific instructions that we want your listeners to do. And I'm going to give you a course of action because we're an action kind of group. And we want to tell you what you can do to change the course of history.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, we've got about 2.5 minutes, Christy, if you want to say anything else on that. And then I really want people to know where they can find out more from Women Fighting for America and also follow you, Dr. Pete.
So first and foremost, if you are a retired law enforcement officer or military and you have time on your hands, or you're just simply are in that category and you have some time on your hands, I want you to write this email down, vetcontact@protonmail.com. That's vetcontact@protonmail.com. Please send us a message. We will get back with you. We have something very specific we want to have you do. Second of all, go to WFFA.win, WFFA.win. You can follow us. It is important work we do. We need your time, talents, and treasures to keep us out here uncovering the truth. We can't do it without your partnership, because we're all in this together. We, the people, are the solution and the answer. We're going to be coming to a town near you, training you how to geofence your home and your community, and telling you what you need to do for the coming war that's going to be on our soil very soon.
Well, that's very sobering and necessary words, Christy. Lieutenant Colonel Chambers, where can people follow you, your work, and find out more about what you're doing?
There's my dog in the background. So drpetechambers.com, that's my lines of effort page. People get on there. We share things. We go back and forth. I improve it pretty much weekly now. And that's where I can get information out. If you want to follow that or go to that, that will help. But also contact me through that page and give me any updates.
Well, I really appreciate both of you.
Thank you. Just know you are the eyes and ear. You are the heartbeat of our nation. If you see something, say something, send us information. We will investigate it.
Absolutely. I really appreciate the both of you coming on today, all the work that you're both doing. Dr. Pete is a personal friend of mine, a dear friend, and I just think that that overwhelmingly the heart of people to see a win, the heart of people to stand together as humanity and preserve humanity is just so strong. And there's no giving up. There's no giving up in the people of the resistance. Can you see it? Can you feel it, people? It is coming. The right way. Justice is coming the right way. We will never give up. God bless you both. And I'll see everyone very, very soon. Thank you for joining us today. Share this everywhere.
Watch the American Journal weekday mornings, 8 to 11 Central at band.video.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The silent majority
is no longer silent.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Please stand by for further details. We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
So, Gen Z workers are not going to be faring too well in the workplace. And that doesn't spell good for us in the future. One thing I could recommend is I think we need to get some of these Gen Zers on TurboForce, which you can get at InfoWarsStore.com. Didn't see the plug coming, did you? But here it is, TurboForce from InfoWars Life, 25% off. It's back. It's reformulated. It's in a canister, so you can scoop out as much as you need. You want a full scoop? You want a heaping scoop? You want half a scoop? You can get it all now by just going to InfoWarsStore.com and ordering TurboForce. More strength, more power, more energy when you need it, and it's long-lasting. It's got vitamin C, it's got niacin, B6, taurine, beta-alanine, acetyl-L-carnitine, L-theanine, green leaf extract, coffee berry, guarana seed extract, yerba mate, and Aleva ATP are just some of the ingredients packed into TurboForce. It's in a powder form. It's in a canister. You saw the commercial earlier. People were fighting over the last little bag. They don't even know. We got it now in a canister. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and pick up your TurboForce. I don't know what you're waiting for. And that's my only plug today. I feel bad. I forgot to do it all throughout because we had so much information going on in an amazing interview. But we got another amazing interview, InfoWarsStore.com, and support what we're doing. It's you out there that fuel the jet engines that keep this whole thing twirling about.